this shame piece starts to penetrate through the mask, and it's like, ah, I don't want to feel this because I might look bad, I might seem bad, I might lose the image that I've constructed. In the moment, I wanted to rage out more. Like, I wanted to scream, I wanted to yell, I wanted to just punch the wall because I was getting so upset. It wasn't because someone had pissed me off. It wasn't because my daughter had acted the way that she had. It wasn't because she was throwing this fit. It wasn't just because I was inconvenienced. It was because of how I was handling the situation. You see, a short minutes ago, my daughter had gotten really upset. So much so that she'd pissed me off. Because I wasn't emotionally controlling what I was doing. I wasn't regulating the emotions that were bubbling up inside. So as a result, I spoke up. I got upset. I spoke up in a way that was aggressive, that was hurtful to her. And as a result, it produced not just tears, but it produced anger from her. This like piece of rejecting me, this piece of being frustrated, and it evoked inside of me this piece that I just did that. Like I just hurt that person. Now, for most people, it'd be common to be like, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I shouldn't have raised my voice. For me, it feels the opposite. It feels like I just did that. Now I'm pissed off. Pissed off at myself and pissed off at her. Inside of this moment, that just produces and starts this snowball effect of wanting to have more rage. Wanting to just have her be silent, have her be quiet so that I don't have to acknowledge the fact that I'm the one that put her in that state, that I'm the one that upset her. This is where you get to the place of wanting just conformity over connection, of just being like, just be quiet. Like, stop talking. Like, stop yelling so that I can feel better about myself. You see, when we're talking about this piece of narcissists and shame, it's a piece that sometimes people can't connect with, because when you're in a healthy spot and when you're in a spot where shame doesn't have that big of an effect on you, you don't really think anything of it. But for a narcissist, shame is ingrained in everything that a narcissist does. And so a lot of times when there would be these times where I would speak out of turn, where I would get frustrated, where I would do something that I knew the end result was hurting someone. And there's no one else to blame. There's no one else there. I'm just frustrated because I'm inconvenienced. I'm just frustrated because I did something that made someone else upset and evokes this piece of shame. Shame for a narcissist is the underlying raging river that's inside his life. I'm not saying this so you can develop sympathy. I'm not saying this so you can be like, oh, let me support your shame. I'm saying this so you can actually understand when we talk through this piece of shame, it is a real and a present thing in a narcissist's life, which is why a lot of times he's reacting, responding, and raging the way that he's doing. Oftentimes he's reacting this way because that aspect of feeling shame feels like death. It's like, hey, by the way, did you know you're the worst person in the entire world? And let's make it public. And let's go ahead and publicly crucify you. And it feels like death. That shame piece feels like death. Now, I'll probably get a couple people in the comments being like, shame doesn't hurt me. I get it. You're not a narcissist. Get over it. Okay? What we're talking about is a narcissist, when they start to get to the place of dealing with the shame in their life, of who they actually are underneath, when the mask is revealed and the shit's underneath, when they actually start seeing that and have to acknowledge it, and they're like, oh, I can't blame anyone else except myself. Shame sets in with a vengeance, hurting, destroying, and making the narcissist only feel the pit of emptiness inside. Emptiness that will never be filled by another person. Emptiness that will never be filled by the next relationship, the newest car, the next job promotion. Nothing will fill that peace and that void. Because that void cannot be filled with another person or thing. The void can be worked on when a narcissist engages with gratitude. The void can be worked on when the narcissist starts to show up honestly. The void can be filled when the narcissist acknowledges God in their life. versus thinking that he's the God of the universe. You see, shame oftentimes is just this incongruency of the mask versus the person underneath. It's this incongruency of how he says he is versus how he's actually showing up. So as a result, this shame piece starts to penetrate through the mask, and it's like, I don't want to feel this because I might look bad. I might seem bad. I might lose the image that I've constructed. And so inside that moment with my daughter, what I'm illustrating there is this piece that pops up of this trigger of guilt, that it explodes into this shame. And oftentimes it's like, I don't know what to do with it. Like, I don't know how to manage it. It's this thing that seems all consuming. And what it actually is the narcissist not able to sit in the shit of his emotions. You see, we can talk about narcissists just being emotionally immature. They're grown four-year-olds, right? Like, we could talk about all those things. And there's part of it that's true. And part of it that's true is the aspect of the emotional intelligence and the emotional ability to sit inside the worst part of themselves and be willing to actually work through it. When I was originally reading the book Psychopath Free, going through the grooming section, it was a piece that I had to set the book down for about 2 weeks because I didn't know how to deal with what it was exposing inside. Like, there's a piece of walking through it that I was like, I don't know how to process this piece of grooming, this piece of how I've manipulated other people, because in my mind, I didn't realize that's what it was. I wasn't acknowledging, I wasn't seeing. There was a mask and walls and lies and stories, everything built up to make me feel better about myself. But when I was confronted with it, I'm like, oh, this is me. And it brought up this big piece of shame, brought up this big piece inside of me that's just like, I don't know how to process this. Like, I don't know how to deal with this. And I remember one of those weeks walking into my therapist's office and sitting down, and she could tell something was bothering me, and I was starting to question myself. I was starting to question who I was. I was trying to look deep inside, and I didn't know what to see. I didn't know what to find. And so I remember I asked this question sitting on the couch, looking across the room at her, and I said, I don't know who I am. I don't know if I'm a man or if I'm a monster. And she looked back at me without missing a beat and said, maybe you're both. Maybe the person that you are is what you choose. The actions you choose to do today, do they reflect that you're a man or that you're a monster? You see, oftentimes narcissists wouldn't even consider that question, and they wouldn't sit in that question, because just that question pulls up the shame, the incongruency. It's actually taking and looking and saying, which person am I? Is there a mask? What's actually real? What's actually true? Like, wait a second, this decision that I made, was it because of me? Was it because of the narcissist side of me? Was it the healthy side of me? Am I making better decisions? Am I not making better decisions? There's all this guilt and shame of trying to figure out what is going on. Who actually am I? And as I took the time to sit in it, to process it, to think through it, to journal on it, to stack on it, to rewire it, to go through all of these processes, to work on changing my mindset, I had to be confronted with this piece of shame. And realized that shame was always trying to control me. It was always trying to limit me. It was always trying to hold me back. So always trying to tell me that I'm not good enough. Always trying to tell me that I'm a bad person. Always trying to tell me all these things to beat me down. And as a result, I would use that as fuel to rage out, to control, to manipulate other people. Because I wasn't willing to confront and actually deal with the shame that was inside. How it made me feel. How it actually consumed different parts of me. How it seemed to almost like eat away at my soul. And so when we talk through this piece of shame, you need to understand that narcissists deal with a ton of shame. And this isn't just to get you into sympathy mode. This isn't so that you can go home and try to solve his wounds because you realize he has shame. This is just letting you understand that narcissists have a lot of shame. And the reason why the majority of narcissists won't do anything about it is because they're unwilling to be honest. and they're unwilling to sit in the shit in order to heal. Where are you at inside of this process? Inside the process of your growth, of your development, of you actually finding liberation from the toxicity. Because you all have the same propensity to run away from just the hard stuff. The radical acceptance that he didn't actually care about you. The truth that he was cheating on you. The reality of how he was actually abusing you when you don't want to admit that it was abuse. Because he didn't physically hit you, but the emotional and psychological abuse have been real. If you don't sit in the shit, doesn't mean you get lost in it. Doesn't mean you stay in it. But you do have to process it. If you don't do that, you will not heal. And you will continue the cycle with someone else. You will continue trying to figure out, why do I keep attracting narcissists? If that's you today, click on the link down below. Go to rawmotivations.com/breakthrough so you can see how I actually work to liberate women from toxic relationships. And inside the video that's there, you're going to see three common mistakes that you're probably making right here, right now, inside the relationship that you're in, or getting out of the relationship and still thinking about it, still ruminating on it, still being like, I don't know what to do. Click on the link down below.